USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden says when he went off script Saturday during his address in Poland, he was expressing more outrage. Still, he does not take back what he has said, that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power.
This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
It's officially called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill, but opponents have dubbed it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law, forbidding sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. Despite widespread criticism of the law, DeSantis says parents have a right to a role in their child's education.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Emergency officials in Pennsylvania say a snow squall that reduced visibility is a factor in a multi-vehicle wreck in the northeastern part of the state. Trooper David Bohm with Pennsylvania State Police says first responders in Schuylkill County are working together at the scene.
There's multiple agencies, fire companies. This is a big effort here to get all this fire out. There's no hydrants up here, so they have to bring water up here.
At least 3 people were killed and more than a dozen are hurt. At least 40 vehicles, including multiple tractor trailers, are involved. Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke at the expense of his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia. On Instagram, Smith said that he was out of line and that his actions are not indicative of the man he wants to be. Smith won an award for Best Actor this year for his role in the movie King Richard. Wall Street closed in the green on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol voted unanimously to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress. Both men have refused to comply with subpoenas issued by the committee. The recommendation of criminal charges now goes to the full House, where the Democratic majority will likely approve. China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The citywide lockdown is expected to be conducted in 2 phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a 5-day lockdown on Friday. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, better known as MIT, says it will reinstate standardized testing requirements. The school in a statement said it made the decision due to the availability of COVID-19 vaccine and an increase in students taking tests in schools. Standardized tests were initially suspended at MIT due to pandemic concerns. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though the price of crude oil fell sharply as China started to lock down Shanghai due to a growing COVID outbreak. Shanghai is the country's largest city and financial center. The Dow was up 95 points. The Nasdaq was up 186. The S&P 500 gained 32. All of the major indexes are down for the year to date. Listen to us anytime. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.